Here's a look at your KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, partly to mostly cloudy skies with high temperatures pushing up into the middle part of the 40s, breezy south winds. Then for tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance for some drizzle and some fog later into the night, mid-30s. Slight chance for rain, windy conditions Tuesday only reaching the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro, currently 30 degrees.
Farms and ranches come in all shapes and sizes, and you need a farm insurance policy to match. At Blue Valley Insurance, our farm insurance policies protect both your personal and farm assets. We offer plans that are flexible enough to cover a wide range of farming and ranching. No matter the size of the farm or ranch, big or small, we will sit with you and discuss your choices and options personally, the way it should be done. We're here for you at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenlee, Hanover, and Marysville.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The American Farm Bureau Federation's annual spring market basket survey shows slightly higher retail prices than a year ago. Michael Clements with more.
The annual informal survey finds that the price of common food items for the Easter holiday are slightly higher than last year. American Farm Bureau Federation Market Intelligence Director John Newton says the survey found food prices have increased just 2% from the same time in 2017.
Our 93 volunteer shoppers from across the country found that the average price of a spring market basket for 16 items came in at $51.05. That's up 2% from what we saw year over year, or about $1.02 for that 16-item basket.
Newton says weather and foreign demand contributed to price increases in orange juice and eggs.
When we think about why we saw higher orange juice prices, that's really going to be due to the devastating hurricane we saw come up the western coast of Florida and its impact on the orange crops. And then on the egg side, we saw egg exports in 2017 up on a volume basis about 50%, while production remained relatively flat. So the obvious solution to that is egg prices in the basket increased about 37%, or nearly 50 cents per dozen.
Newton says the survey tracks closely with government data on the price of food items.
One of the things that we've seen over the last few years is that this data really tracks very closely with the CPI for food consumed at home. The CPI index is up about 2% over a 12-month period, and that's what we saw in this basket. I think this demonstrates that U.S. farmers and ranchers continue to produce a high-quality and affordable food supply, in that you can fix this 16-item meal for slightly more than $50.
Michael Clements, Washington.
You can find ag information online anytime at agview.net. Reliable and relevant, we're agview.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
New Frontier Ag in Imperial and McCook, Nebraska is changing the way you sell your used farm and construction equipment. Don't take your chances at the absolute auctions or the low offers that are offered on your equipment when asked to trade it in. Let New Frontier Ag sell it for you with nationwide advertising, ability to finance your equipment for the new buyers, and nationwide transportation. New Frontier Ag offers the seller and buyer premium services at lower rates than what the auction charges. One top dollar for your used equipment? Call New Frontier Ag at 308-340-8989.
Hi, I'm Dawn Tripp with Kansas Gas Service. We know spring can be a great time to make home improvements, from planting trees and shrubs to building or maintaining outdoor decks or fences. If you're planning projects like these, be sure to call before you dig. Call 811 at least 2 business days before you begin any work, and we'll mark the natural gas lines on your property at no cost to you. And remember to use your senses to stay safe. Even a small natural gas leak needs immediate attention. So if you notice a hissing noise, rotten egg smell, blowing dirt, persistent bubbling in standing water, or discolored vegetation, leave the area immediately. Then dial 911 and call the Kansas Gas Service Emergency Line at 888-482-4950. That's 888-482-4950. For more information about natural gas safety, visit KansasGasService.com.
Studies show that 85% of American homes have hard water. The benefits of water softener from Water Conditioning of Seneca are money and time savings. Your plumbing and water heater will last longer. Scale and lime buildup created by minerals in hard water won't gunk up your system. Rings and stains won't darken your bathroom and kitchen fixtures. Dishes and glasses won't streak. And scrubbing shower floors and tile will be easier and faster without the film and soap scum buildup. Call 800-748-7563 and learn more about Lindsay Spring Systems from Water Conditioning of Seneca.
Mid-America Network News. Kansas senators have unanimously passed a bill for state sales taxes collected during the Kansas State Fair to be used for capital improvements at the fair. The Hutchinson News reports the bill would only allow for the money to return to the fair if the event stays in Hutchinson. House bill sponsor Representative Don Schroeder of Heston says the goal was to encourage talks between the city and the fair, where officials have expressed frustration with a hike in the city stormwater fees. Hutchinson has been the home to the Kansas State Fair for more than a century. The Kansas House has rejected a bill that would have allowed adoption and foster care contractors to refuse placements to gay and lesbian couples based on religious grounds. The Wichita Eagle reports the House voted down the measure Thursday, just hours after the state Senate approved nearly identical legislation. The bill now goes to a conference committee where lawmakers from the House and the Senate will negotiate a final bill. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Battery testing from AutoZone helps you do a lot. It saves someone from buying a new battery they didn't need. It helped start a truck, a car, a minivan. Not once, but twice. And it proved that this ride only had a loose cable. Just one less thing to worry about. And it's just one of the services that AutoZone offers for free. From battery testing to helpful advice, doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Okay, kids, who wants some chocolate-dipped fruit from Edible Arrangements?
I do.
Honey?
Looking for a perfect addition to your Easter gathering? There's no sweeter way to celebrate than with spring chicks and swizzleberries from Edible Arrangements. Adorable pineapple chicks, hand-dipped in gourmet chocolate, paired with chocolate-covered strawberries, topped with a festive yellow, pink, or blue swizzle. Easter made sweeter at Edible Arrangements. Visit edible.com or your local Edible Arrangements store today.
Or please.
Dad!
A wrongful death lawsuit over an Oklahoma man's 2013 trampling death at a southern Kansas cattle processing facility has been reinstated. The Wichita Eagle reports an appeals court found that a federal judge overlooked the significance of how fencing and pens were configured in the ruling that Creekstone Farms Premium Beef was not liable in the death of 57-year-old Richard Gates of Blackwell, Oklahoma. The appellate court found that the pen setup created what the court called a blind alley and caused a cow to turn and run at Gates, who was a truck driver. He had just delivered a load of cattle to the Ark City facility when he was trampled. Kansas State University has partnered with a regional airline to help pilot students with their tuition and job placement. The Wichita Eagle reports that K-State's Polytechnic campus in Salina has partnered with Piedmont Airlines and its cadet program. Piedmont's cadet program will provide benefits to select students enrolled in the school's professional pilot program and who have their certified flight instructor rating. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Do you consistently have problems with your home Wi-Fi connection? Let Blue Valley Telecommunications help with our Managed Wi-Fi program. With Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi, technicians will provide you with a robust router, identify the best location for your router, and help configure all your devices to have the best experience possible. If your router malfunctions, we'll even replace it for free. Plus, we offer 24/7 technical support to manage and update your router, all for a small monthly charge. To learn more about Blue Valley's Managed Wi-Fi program, visit our website at bluevalley.net or call us today.
Mid-America Network News. After months of negotiations, Nebraska lawmakers are set to begin debate tomorrow on a new version of Governor Ricketts' tax plan geared toward property owners and corporations. The package will face heavy scrutiny from lawmakers in the final days of this session, despite endorsements from the state's largest farm and business groups. Senator Jim Smith, who sponsored the bill on the governor's behalf, says it's the last best hope for tax relief in this year's session. The bill would offer income tax credits to reimburse a small portion of what agricultural landowners and homeowners pay on their property tax bills. It would also lower the state's top corporate income tax rate. A nurse has been accused of stealing painkillers from a Lincoln hospital. Court records say that Krista Morgan is charged with violating a narcotic law. She's accused of stealing several bottles of fentanyl citrate from Bryan Health's West Campus Hospital. Fentanyl citrate is an opioid painkiller. From the Wichita RV News Desk, I'm Stephanie Austin.
Truck trailers. When it comes to the trailer you're hauling, whether you're driving a big rig or a pickup, MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas has your back. Dunan, and Chaparral. Drop decks, flatbeds, and heavy hauling trailers for the big rigs, along with gooseneck livestock trailers by Barrett. And for your pickup truck, utility line of trailers by Rice, with 5x10 to 8x20 boxes. MJ's Truck Repair, under the big American flag in Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Hi, this is Craig Mead with Mid-America Ag Network. Join me every day for the latest market reports, the latest news in the agricultural world, and weather forecasts that affect what you do on the farm. We'll keep you informed on what's relevant to you and your industry. From soil temperatures to harvest reports, local farm shows to agricultural legislation, Mid-America Ag Network keeps you in the know. If it happens in the Mid-America region, you'll hear about it on Mid-America Ag Network. Visit us online, MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are Mid-America Ag Network. Bullish on ag.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners at their March 19th meeting heard from a delegation of citizens regarding closure of a bridge on 13th Road in Blue Rapids Township, asking for a low water crossing where the bridge was closed. No action was taken. The issue will be brought back before the board after more information is gathered. Free dump days, county landfill, will be April 19th and 20th. Public Works Administrator informed the board Kansas Department of Transportation is replacing a culvert on Highway 99, a half mile east of Beatty, and they want to use the Axtell Blacktop as a detour. No action was taken. Nemahal County Commissioners meeting last Monday heard from the county clerk election officer presenting a quote for new election equipment. The county's current equipment was purchased in 2005. The quote from Election Systems and Software was just over $76,000. Commissioners agreed to spend up to $80,000 for the new equipment and all necessary accessories to be paid out of the election portion of the capital outlay fund. Washington County News reports the Brad Portnier last week closed Smoky Hills Boots and Miss Donna's Dollhouse retail shop in downtown Washington and announced plans for an expansion of Bradford Built that would locate in Abilene. Portnier had approached Washington County Commissioners recently asking for a 10-year tax abatement for an expansion at the current facility, which will remain in operation with approximately 100 employees. The expansion in Abilene could reportedly create as many as 50 new jobs. Commissioners had waited on making any tax extensions until an economic development board is adopted. An organizational meeting is planned in April. Portnier also indicated the changes would not affect Kansas Territory Brewing Company, which operates in Washington. Marysville USD 364 School Board held a special meeting Wednesday. Dr. Randy Watson, Kansas Commissioner of Education, talked about the Gemini 2 project, which is redesigned around five outcomes established by the Kansas State Board of Education. They are social, emotional growth, kindergarten readiness, individual plan of study, high school graduation, and post-secondary success. The definition of a successful high school graduate is the graduate has the academic preparation, cognitive preparation, technical skills, employability skills, and civic engagement to be successful in post-secondary education, in the attainment of an industry-recognized certification, or in the workforce without the need for remediation. The vision is Kansas leads the world in the success of each student. School board approved a motion if faculty has a required vote of 80%. The board will also support the Gemini 2 project and proceed with the application. That motion carried on a 5-1 vote with Todd Milner voting no. Certified contracts were offered for next school year to Matt Fredericks, junior senior high English, Chelsea Figge as ag teacher, Tiffany Anderson for the mentoring and internship program, along with additional teaching responsibilities, and Tiffany Hyde as elementary teacher. All were unanimous except Hyde on a 5-1 vote with Milner voting no. The board rejected all bids for the ag complex, approved a motion to transfer identified expenses from capital outlay to the bond fund, and discussed possible project and priorities for remaining bond funds. Eldon J. Zimmerman, age 79, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Tuesday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Tuesday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eldon Zimmerman.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home City, that's where we do business. And Cornerstone Granite considers home more than a fine community where we work. It's also the concept that our hometown is yours as well. We're proud to live and work with our friends and neighbors, where we're a part of your church, school, and kids' activities. Our family has grown up with yours, and we continue to strive every day to exceed your expectations of outstanding customer service and satisfaction. This is Robert and Regina McInerney inviting you to stop by at Home City and see us anytime, or find us online at cornerstonegraniteMemorials.com and find out why we say, for the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
In Home, Kansas, 799-3132.
Frank Stangenborg is doing jewelry repair. Over 20 years experience with all types of jewelry, and he'll replace watch batteries. He's in back of the former Ackerman Jewelers, 821 Center across from the Astro Theater, and open Mondays from 2 until 7 p.m. Frank's Jewelry Repair, 562-8047, open Mondays 2 until 7.
Here's your Candy Y Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeastern Nebraska. As an area of low pressure looks to work eastward out of the Rocky over the next 24 to 48 hours, still expecting dry weather conditions at least for this afternoon, a bit on the breezy side. Could maybe see a few peaks of sunshine developing this afternoon as well. Then with that system working on through for tonight into your Tuesday, expecting some rain to return to the area as well as windy conditions. Lows dip to the mid-30s for tonight. For your Tuesday, cooler conditions, only reaching the upper 30s for highs. Winds from the northwest at around 20 to 30. Taking a closer look at your forecast, partly to mostly cloudy skies in the forecast for this afternoon with highs reaching the mid-40s, winds breezy from the south. Then for tonight, becoming mostly cloudy, a chance for some drizzle and some fog later into the night, mid-30s. Slight chance for rain, windy conditions Tuesday only reaching the upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Michael Caro.
To be successful in agriculture today, you need to have all your ducks in a row. We can help you do that. Our ag lenders know their business and they're local. They can work with you to establish the loans and lines of credit you need to get the job done. Because we make our decisions locally, we give quick service on loans. Stop by, see us, and get all your ducks in a row. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Average high temperature early April 62, record high in the state 91 in 1940. The average low 38, the record low was 20 degrees in 1936. Sunset this evening 7:47, sunrise in the morning at 7:04.
We love folksy advice on home-brewed lawn and garden treatments, but homemade doesn't always mean harmless. Some cautionary advice today from the Old Farmer's Almanac. But first, if you've ever felt stranded but unemployed with bills stacking up while you worry about supporting your family, you know the stress of the unknown. Thanks to the internet, there have been new and exciting ways to earn more than before by working at home. Companies worldwide are desperately searching for someone just like you to type up their information and post it online, and they'll pay you nicely in return. Visit earnmorethanbefore.com. Earnmorethanbefore.com. It's a win-win situation. They get more customers and you get paid. If you're in a boring dead-end job or no job at all, you can work part-time or full-time. It's up to you. Remove the ceiling from your household income and set your own hours, as many or as few as you like. All you need to get started is a computer with internet access. No prior skills or work experience required, just basic computer skills. Get free information at earnmorethanbefore.com. That's earnmorethanbefore.com. There's a quick form to fill out, then get started making more money today at earnmorethanbefore.com. With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 2nd. It is the 92nd day of the year, and singer Emmylou Harris has a birthday. Do-it-yourself lawn and garden treatments are fun and sometimes effective, but they're not always harmless. One popular home-brewed insecticide includes chewing tobacco. Critics warn that the active ingredient, nicotine, is far more lethal than shelf-bought insecticides. Plus, it kills both harmful and beneficial insects indiscriminately. Another dangerous practice is mixing home brews in empty food containers. It's illegal in many states, and there are cases of children accidentally ingesting harmful pesticides. If you're going to make your own lawn and garden concoctions, research them carefully, and above all, use common sense safety measures. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Along with the new Chevy Silverado 1500, 2500, and Colorado pickup, the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a 2018 Chevy Equinox Premier, a new Chevy Camaro, plus a new Buick Envision, Essence, and Buick Encore Preferred. Test drive today at Nordis Motors in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Monday. Kansas never found a way to slow Villanova's record-setting three-point barrage in the Final Four. The Wildcats made 18 of 43s, repeatedly getting open looks against a Jayhawks defense that couldn't close out in time to seriously contest many of those open looks in Villanova's 95-79 win in Saturday's national semifinals. Villanova made a Final Four record 18 three-pointers, playing long ball to snuff out Kansas early in the victory. Villanova shot 45% from three-point range. Next up is Michigan, which will try to guard the perimeter tonight when Villanova goes for its second title in three seasons. The season-opening series finale between the Royals and White Sox has been postponed with snow in the afternoon forecast. The game will be made up as part of a day-night doubleheader on April 28th. Mid-America Network Sports.
GNC brand products go through up to 150 quality checks and are the highest quality wellness solutions and supplements in the industry. But hurry, this buy one, get one half off deal is only available for a limited time. GNC, live well.
We alarm our houses and we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
A wild, entertaining season and one of the maddest marches in college basketball history has reached its pinnacle. Villanova and Michigan, prolific offense versus stifling defense, a national title on the line, and it's tonight in San Antonio. Mo Wagner is likely to play a major role in Michigan's attempt to upset mighty Villanova in the NCAA tournament championship game. The Wolverine 6'11" German center has been anticipating this opportunity since he was a teenager in Berlin, watching Michigan's 2013 NCAA title game appearance and dreaming of participating in college basketball. Wagner had an outstanding performance in the semifinal against Loyola Chicago. Facing a team that shoots as well as Villanova, limiting the takes from three-point range is about as important as limiting the makes. It just so happens that Michigan is among the best teams in the country at limiting three-point offense. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Nemaha County Cooperative is proud to support the Nemaha Central Thunder, Centralia Panthers, and Axtell Eagles spring sports teams. The fans know the boys and girls possess the teamwork and stamina that will take them to the top at the events this week. Good luck from everyone here at Nemaha County Cooperative in Seneca. CMT Designs proudly applauds the athletes of the Nemaha Central Thunder spring sports teams for their hard work, perseverance, and commitment to succeed. Good luck out there, and go Thunder, from your friends and fans here at CMT Designs, vinyl, screen printing, and more. Creating memories together. Being involved in sports teaches our youth discipline, respect, focus, and so much more. OCZ's Paintworks is proud to be a supporter of our Nemaha Central Thunder winter sports teams and wishes the athletes best of luck at the events this week. From OCZ's Paintworks, located 112 Main Street in Seneca.
Even if it's been years since you graduated, your college team is your team for life. Well, you can have a Farm Bureau agent for life and auto and home and business insurance. Imagine that. One insurance agent for everything. It's that simple. So get a Farm Bureau agent for life.
See Marvin Kramer in Marysville or Bryce Leonard in Washington, your Farm Bureau insurance agents.
Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company.
Build and design your dream home with Quality Homes of Summerfield, Kansas. Come to our annual open house Saturday, April 7th from 10 to 4 and Sunday, April 8th from 1 to 4. Meet our team, tour the model homes, and enjoy a bite to eat. Quality Homes has built custom homes for families in northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska for over 30 years. Visit us Saturday, April 7th and Sunday, April 8th in Summerfield. Built for life and built for you. Quality Homes.
Brighten your spring landscape and provide an early food source for pollinators with Cornelian Cherry Dogwood. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This four-season plant starts the year with bright yellow blossoms about the same time the forsythias bloom. The flowers are replaced with red, elongated, cherry-like fruit. They're edible but very tart. You'll need to add quite a bit of sugar when making jam and jelly, or dry, pickle, juice, or ferment them into Cornelian Cherry Wine. You can use them in the same way you would cranberry blueberries or tart cherries. Enjoy the fall display as the leaves turn a beautiful maroon, but the show isn't over as the leaves drop to reveal the beautiful peeling bark on mature trees. This dogwood can be grown as a single or multi-stem small tree or large shrub. Hardy in zones 4 to 7 or 8, it prefers full sun to partial shade. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Have insects such as aphids or fungus gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All-natural Summit Mosquito Bits kill fungus gnat larvae in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, pets, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Some might call it a greenhouse, but it's far more than plants under glass. It's an amazing facility doing cutting-edge research, and it's today's American countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
As John Adams explains, it all began in the late 1980s. Researchers were looking at different ways humans, plants, and animals might be able to survive in the future.
This group of people in southern Arizona were looking to build a completely sealed environment, first and foremost to understand the intricacies of Earth systems and how they interact with one another and work, but also an overarching theme was the idea of could you take this understanding and apply it to the colonization of another planet, for example.
That led to an experiment that many of us may remember.
Eight people were sealed inside September of 1991. They successfully stayed inside for that 2 years. Now, they had some challenges, and I think many of us heard about those challenges, and one of the big ones was dealing with soils. So they created very rich soils to support the intensive growth in their agricultural space, but also their rainforest.
The respiration of microorganisms in the soil outpaced plant photosynthesis, creating a decline in the amount of oxygen within biosphere 2.
Oxygen got down to 14.2%, and CO2 continued to rise, but it was really that decrease in oxygen that ultimately led to the necessity of adding oxygen in the system.
The fact supplemental oxygen was pumped into the biosphere was not initially disclosed.
And it was this that really sort of compromised some of their integrity, but nonetheless, they achieved a remarkable feat. So even today, I hear people say, well, Biosphere 2, those early days, it was a failure. There's no science project as a failure. In fact, we learn much more from those that happened contrary to what we hypothesized.
Biosphere 2 is today operated by the University of Arizona. It conducts important research, and it's open to visitors. Our story continues next time as we travel the countryside near Oracle, Arizona. I'm Andrew McCray.
After it rains, the water is supposed to sink into the soil, not sit on top of it. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned for a few tips on fixing a drainage problem in your garden as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Needing some advice on raising poultry, growing flowers, or cooking with veggies from your garden? Living the Country Life magazine has ideas for your home and acreage. Available on newsstands or online at themeredithstore.com under Living the Country Life. Look for Living the Country Life magazine at retailers like Tractor Supply Company, Walmart, and Target, bookstores, and the checkout lane at Safeway, Jewel Osco, Albertsons, or your local grocery store.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
We all have those spots in the garden that don't ever seem to dry out. These areas are hard on plant roots due to low oxygen levels in the soil. Poor water drainage can result from a number of reasons, including heavy clay soil, a lot of compaction, or low spots where water naturally collects and stays on the surface. Dennis Patton is an extension horticulture agent at Kansas State University. He says you could work in organic matter and topsoil to build up the area and create a berm to redirect water flow. There are ways to improve drainage below the soil surface, too.
That usually involves something called a French drain or a perforated drain pipe. So basically, you're going into the soil and trenching maybe 3-4 feet deep, and then you're putting a drain pipe in there that's perforated. Usually, you encase that in some gravel or chat, and then you backfill around that. So the goal is then by the trenching, you've opened up the soil to move down through that hard, compacted clay.
Patton says he's also had success using a small tractor and post-hole auger to bore holes through compacted clay soil.
And what you've done is you've punched through that transition zone that a lot of times in the soil prevents that water going through it. So it's almost like you're punching holes in this blanket, so to speak. You're giving them through natural gravity a place for that water to percolate on down deeper into the soil. And of course, you're doing quite a few of these, maybe putting these every 3-5 feet into the garden.
Raised beds are a wonderful alternative to in-ground gardening and might be an easier solution to a pesky drainage problem. Find more tips for improving garden drainage at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
At Country Place Senior Living, you'll have life as you want it and care as you need it. Country Place Senior Living is welcoming, well-designed, and focuses on the specific needs of older adults. Each apartment is designed to help seniors feel independent, secure, and dignified. At Country Place Senior Living, residents feel at home.
I've made it my home by bringing in a few pictures from my family and just getting acquainted with the people that live here and the good help they have here, and it just seems like home to me.
To make Country Place Senior Living your home, call 562-4001.
Storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of the storm is a golden sky and the sweet silver song.
Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain, though your dreams be tossed and thrown. Walk on, walk on, we'll walk.
Meet the new CEO of the American Soybean Association. The Farm Journal Report is sponsored in part by NextEra Energy Resources. NextEra Energy Resources is an American company working side by side with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Roots, they're your crop's foundation. Your success depends on them. Your roots can make or break you each season. Take charge of your roots this season with Radiate from Crop Production Services. Designed to give your crop a stronger, more robust foundation for yield and quality. Radiate can make all the difference for your crop this season. Ask your CPS dealer about Radiate or go to RadiateGiveBack.com for more information. Always read and follow label directions.
When the head of the American Soybean Association was tapped to become the new Deputy Secretary of Agriculture last October, the ASA started looking for a new CEO. In February, Ryan Findley was hired. He takes over in a farm bill year.
You will hear us talk about farm policy. The farm bill is really important. Infrastructure, that's critical to keeping us in terms of our strategic advantage on top. And then our third part is trade. So you're going to hear us talk about farm bill, infrastructure, and trade over and over and over again.
Findley is encouraged by progress on the farm bill so far.
We need to hat tip members of Congress. On the House and Senate Ag Committees, they did everything that they needed to do to put agriculture in the position to be able to pass the farm bill this year. And that's what we would love. That's what we want to see.
For the record, the ASA is a policy group and therefore not funded by soybean checkoff dollars. That's the Farm Journal Report. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Shale Shagum, USDA Livestock Analyst, has some of the key numbers in yesterday's quarterly hog and pig report.
The number of hogs and pigs on March 1st was approximately 72.9 million head, up about 3%, and a record for the March 1st series since it began in 1988. Producers had 6.2 million breeding hogs, which was up about 2%. Producers indicated that they farrowed just under 3.1 million head during December and February, which was about 2% above a year ago, coupled with a record for the period number of pigs per litter of 10.58. You wound up with a record pig crop for December, February of 32.3 million head, which was about 4% above a year ago.
Well, it's not rabbit season or duck season. It's egg season. Let's hunt for the origins of egg hunting with Gray Crawford.
Fellow Stooges, it's hunting season. Easter egg hunting, that is. Now, nobody knows for sure how this tradition got started, but Agriculture Department history expert Anne Eflund says it seems to come from Germany, maybe from this old legend.
There was a poor woman who had decorated eggs for her family to find during a famine, and they had to search for them and find them. And when they found them and looked up, they saw a rabbit hopping away, and that's how they decided the rabbit had brought the eggs.
Some historians say that in the 1500s, German Protestant reformer Martin Luther had egg hunts, and when German and Dutch settlers came to North America,
children would hide their hats in places around the home, in the barns, in the gardens, and that the Easter Bunny would find those and lay eggs in them. So that seems to be the origin of the idea of the hunt for the eggs.
At least in this country. But however it got started, it's huge today. And so, Larry Moe, Curly, if you're ready, go hunt those eggs.
Now we're off to the hunt.
To the hunt, yes, yeah. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
Happy Easter from all of us at AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
SunMart knows that through FFA, today's young men and women gain knowledge and experience in leadership and citizenship skills and are going to be prepared for agribusiness careers available to them. Have fun at the upcoming state convention, SunMart in Fall City. Shop fresh, shop smart, shop SunMart.
With corn, although they are shrinking, May corn is up a quarter cent at 388, July up a half a cent at 396 and three quarters. We saw bigger gains earlier in the day, but at least we're still in the green. May Kansas City wheat is up 1.5 at 468 and three quarters. July is up 2 at 488. and a quarter. Kansas City wheat going against the grain. Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are having struggles today, but Kansas City wheat is holding its own. As far as the soybeans are concerned, started out well. That gave way. May beans down 6 3/4 now at 10.38. July beans down 6 at 10.49 1/2. All the later months are down by 5, 5.5, 6 cents. May soybean meal is down 4.80 at 3.79.20. July is down 4.30 at 3.82. May bean oil is up 5 points at 31.92. July up 6 at 32.19. So the bean oil seems to be still holding on, barely, but the beans themselves and soybean meal are in trouble. April live cattle down 112 now. Make that down 107. A lot of volatility here today in cattle. April live cattle at 112.70. June down 120 at 101.37. Later months are all lower. April feeders down $2 at 131.32. May down 197 at 132.05. Later months are all lower. Hogs are taking a beating. April hogs down 267 at 54.57. May hogs down $3 at 64.82. So not a good look across the livestock complex right now. Investigating a couple of other issues here quickly. As far as cotton is concerned, May cotton down 18 points at 81.28. July is down 21 at 81.59. And the energies are all on the downside. May crude oil is down $1.72 at 63.22, while June is down 167 at 63.20. Unleaded gas and heating oil are also lower. Market information from Mid-America Ag Network.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th annual Riley, Charlet, and Red Angus production sale Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas. Selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit RileyBeef.com.
Hi, this is Stephanie Austin with the Mid-American Network. I hope you'll join me every day for the latest news and sports from around the region. From business happenings on Wall Street to legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day. We'll report on regional sports to the latest happenings from our lawmakers. We'll tell you about fraud and crime and give you ways to stay safe on the road and in your home. Visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com. We are the Mid-America Ag Network, bullish on ag and news.
It's time for the National Farm Report, brought to you by Wake Products Company, makers of quality specialty cleaning products since 1947. Hello, everyone. I'm Orion Samuelson, and Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue is hitting the road again this week. I'll tell you about it after this message.
If you're tired of your clothing being ruined by a spill or a stain, now there is hope, thanks to Wink Wash Away Laundry Stain Remover. This easy and safe-to-use pre-wash stain remover is a must-have in the laundry room for all washable, color-fast fabrics, including wool, cotton, synthetics, and even cashmere. And for those unexpected stains when you're on the go, watch them vanish with Wink Instant Spot Remover. Check them out at www.whink.com.
There are many things I like about Secretary of Agriculture Sonny Perdue, but probably at the top of the list is his traveling and meeting with farmers and ranchers and agribusiness leaders and academics, because again, he is doing it starting tomorrow. His third Back to Our Roots RV tour. And he's making the trip to hear ideas and concerns from local farmers, from agriculture students and researchers, business owners, community leaders, and employees of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Now, the event, the trip, starts tomorrow, and it will conclude on Friday, and he'll be making stops in Michigan, Ohio, and Kentucky. And here's what he has to say about his Back to Our Roots RV tour. As always, the tour is an opportunity to get out of Washington, D.C., to hear directly from the American people in the agriculture community. And while Congress continues to work on the Farm Bill, rural prosperity, and many other agriculture priorities, USDA stands ready to assist in any way possible and to be a voice for America's farmers, ranchers, producers, and foresters. And as I said, he took his first tour, his RV tour, back in August of 2017 when he toured Wisconsin, Minnesota, Iowa, Illinois, and Indiana. And then in September of last year, he traveled on his second tour to Connecticut, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. And on this tour, again, he'll be meeting with agricultural commodity leaders and organizations. He'll be visiting academia. He'll be making a stop at a pork processing plant in Michigan. He'll visit Michigan State University. And it's just a question-asking situation on the tour. Back with a final word after this message.
Save big on Mitas Agricultural Drive Tires from the Farmers Cooperative. Get an instant $100 rebate on all Mitas Agricultural Radial Drive Tires now through April 30th. Mitas tires are known for their quality, dependability, and traction in the tough conditions of your field. And now save an instant $100 on the tires designed for high horsepower and load carrying capacity. For complete details, see your Farmers Cooperative Tire Branch today.
I did sit in on one of the listening sessions on an earlier tour. The secretary does very little talking, but a whole lot of listening. That's National Farm Report, brought to you by Wing Products Company, a presentation of Tribune Radio Networks.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season. Contact Linda Schmitz, owner agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
This is a good time to buy a skid steer loader with tracks instead of tires. The used market is loaded up with loaders on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
If you're farming today, you know all about taking risks. Well, here's one risk you don't have to take anymore. The risk of IDID, or internal diesel injector deposits. Because now Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel has an advanced injection stabilizer to prevent IDID. So you don't have to risk injector failure, clogged filters, and downtime anymore. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster is even backed by a 10-year, 10,000-hour warranty for even less risk.
Cenex is a brand of CHS.
Whenever you're online, Successful Farming is there too. Like us on Facebook, search at Successful Farming USA to find our page. Get tips and ideas we share with people who believe in agriculture. Follow us on Twitter at Successful Farm for timely news and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram and love the latest shot of a silhouette sunset. If you're on the run, find Successful Farming on social media from your smartphone or tablet.
The uptick in the economy is spurring construction firms, contractors, and landscapers to replace their tracked skid steer loaders. This has put a large number of loaders on the used market, which means it's a perfect opportunity for farmers to upgrade their skid steers at a cheaper price. Dave Mowitz is the machinery and technology editor for Successful Farming magazine. He says if you're looking for a used, tracked skid steer loader, it's crucial that you spend some time inspecting the condition of the tracks.
The reason why is the cost of replacing tracks versus tires on a skid steer loader is 30% higher for track machines than it is for wheeled machines. Typically, new tires on a loader, depending on its size, will cost about $1,000 to maybe $1,200. New tracks will set you back $3,000 to $4,000.
Mowat says be sure you also inspect the undercarriage.
For example, when you change out the tracks, it's strongly advised to replace the sprockets, as the old sprockets have worn to match the wear on the old tracks. A worn sprocket can cause premature wear and damage to new tracks. You can move the sprockets to the opposite side of the undercarriage, but the hardened surface on the sprocket has likely eroded, shortening its life.
As a general rule, figure the total life cycle costs for a wheeled loader at $1 to $2 per hour of use. On tracked machines, it's around $4 per hour. I'm Jody Henke. Pick up Dave Mowitz's Steel Deals reports on RFD TV, every issue of Successful Farming magazine, and also at agriculture.com.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Leuenberger has over 30 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Leuenberger in Waterville today. His cell phone is 268-0647 or home phone 363-2645.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. Livestock groups are pressing Congress to include funding for a foot and mouth disease vaccine bank in the next farm bill. The National Pork Producers Council is petitioning Congress to authorize $150 million in funding for the life of the next farm bill. Also, members of the American Veterinary Medical Association took to Capitol Hill last week to drum up support for a vaccine bank. However, House Agriculture Committee Chairman Mike Conway recently said finding funding for the bank will be a challenge.
Well, I got to take it away from somebody else, and therein lies the rub. It's about setting priorities. I believe the vaccine bank is a priority, and so we're going to try to do the best we can. We may not be able to get all the way to where they were asking for or where we all would want to get to. Part of it is we don't know exactly how it would work, so, you know, the old crawl, walk, run kind of circumstances, but I'm committed to trying to find some resources to get it off the ground and get started, and whoever I take that money away from will probably be grumpy.
During the 2018 Pork Industry Forum earlier in the year, NPPC Chief Veterinarian Liz Wagstrom said the funding amount needed is pennies compared to the cost of the overall farm bill.
We're looking at somewhere around less than 1% of the whole farm bill. It's a very small amount when you look at the scope, really a very small amount when you look at the potential consequences of having a foot and mouth disease outbreak.
Livestock groups say there's not enough vaccine capacity for the U.S. currently to protect animals from foot and mouth disease should an outbreak occur. In other news, the drought has continued to tighten its grip on a large area of the southwestern United States. Farmers, ranchers, and water managers are getting ready for what's expected to be more warm and dry weather through the spring. The federal drought map shows conditions worsening over portions of New Mexico and Arizona. All of Nevada and Utah are affected by some level of drought as well. Drought map shows Oklahoma setting up for what looks to be the worst drought conditions in the United States. As drought conditions continue to worsen. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
For bulls that are stout and deep-bodied with excellent disposition, attend the 29th annual Riley, Charlet, and Red Angus production sale, Monday, April 9th in St. Francis, Kansas, selling 70 bulls, Charlet, Red Angus, and Charlet hybrids. Also selling 31 yearling females, 24 top-end Red Angus out of the replacement pen, and 7 hybrids. Increase your cow profits with extra pounds and high carcass returns using Riley bulls. Herd bull EPDs are some of the highest growth and carcass bulls in the Charlet breed. For more information, visit RileyBeef.com.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at Mid-America Ag Network.
KNDY Marysville, KNDY FM Marysville, Beatrice, a Deerkin Communications full-service station.